Just a moment. God, my receptionist's gone home now, so I have to get this. Ugh. I hate being interrupted when I'm that fucking close. Yes, sir. Correct. This is Dr. Posh's. Now, how can I help you? And you heard of me from... Oh, how did I know? Well, you're here after hours, which means it must be one of my, private clients who've directed you here. I presume, then, that you know the cost of the consultation for each session. That's right. Well then, come in. Take a seat. Excuse my state. I like to unwind a little after the day is over. So then, please divulge. So, erectile issues, yes? And you haven't made love to your wife in months? Okay. Go on. Good. It might seem like I'm jumping the gun here, but I've honestly seen this sort of case before. A strong, handsome, powerful man. Erectile issues. It's embarrassing. And that sends you off to do some other things to find your satisfaction, I suppose, somewhere else. Of course. Of course, sir. I'd like to help you right now. I ask you to recall, though, that my, methods may seem controversial, yes? Well, good. I presume that if he recommended me, you guys had already considered this, and you're comfortable that it might take a physical treatment to overcome these issues? Sir, you're here because you love your wife. Don't feel guilty for what the treatment entails. Now, understand, I am in control. Do as I say, and we'll make fantastic advances immediately. Are we on the same page? Good. Now please, make yourself comfortable on that chair. And remove your clothing. No contesting. Good. Now feel my hand caress your thigh and over your flesh. Feel the warmth of my hands. It feels good, yes. Good. Well now, I need you to stroke your cock for me. It looks embarrassingly small when it's soft, and I don't want to see it that way. You want me to desire you, don't you? Then masturbate yourself to the full length for me. Here, I'll continue doing what I was doing earlier. Some inspiration for you. Well, your balls certainly are full. And your eyes really are moving right all the way across my body. You can't get enough, can you? And that sound. You can hear my wetness. Yeah, your cock is still not hard. I wonder why. Do you know why? Guilt. You can only get that cock up when there's no guilt. Or when you rationalize out of it. Listen, we both know that you did something. There's a catalyst, dark and ambiguous, sitting just layered in your consciousness. You don't want to bring it up, but it's what's drawing away your desire. Want to do nothing more than shove that cock into my mouth and fuck my throat. But you can't, because your lip, it's a sorry excuse for a cock. Do you want me to fix it? Will you be candid and honest with me? Good. Now, I'm getting on my knees and I'm crawling over to you to take that limp dick into my mouth. You taste good and you seem to be reacting to my mouth. There we go. Starting to get hard. So how long have you been doing it for? Yes, I know. You've been fucking hookers on the weekend. You can get hard for them, can't you? Oh, I know. Your wife makes you feel like less of a man, and you don't respect the hooker, so it's just a physical release. Hedonism? Huh. There, your heart out. Now I'll stroke you while I explain. Oh, you're whimpering. There's all this expectation you feel to live up to your wife's image of you. You need to let go of that. To let go of the fear and uncertainty. Because you've removed her sexuality in your mind. You've made her asexual. She's more of a parental figure to you. So you find release in the complete opposite. Someone. Though it hurts to admit, whom you don't respect. A hooker. She's just a name. Something cheap and slutty. What does she do? Does she stroke your cock the way I do? Does she massage your balls like I do? Does she spit on it to lube it up and coat your length, your balls? Does she stroke as well as I do? Her tits bouncing so near your face, but touching them would cost more, so you don't. Mine, you can touch. Massage my nipples, pinch them, cup my breast. Do whatever the fuck you want to my body. You paid, remember? Maybe you're entitled to a bit more. Do you want more? My cunt, maybe? So greedy. Cheating on your wife. It's all about emptying your balls for you, isn't it? You just need a hole to stroke this thick fucking cock off into. Yes, you know it's thick. Want me to say it again? Okay. You have a thick fucking cock. And I want you to shove it into me and stroke your cum out using my slick pink cunt. That's enough stroking for now.
So good inside of me. This is where you belong. Not inside of whores. Not even inside of your wife.
You belong inside of me. But I'm gonna help you over time to change how you see your wife. Tell me, is she beautiful?
Uh-huh.
God, she sounds lovely. Maybe if I fix your cock, I can work on her. She could come in for sessions too. I can eat out her pretty cunt while you fuck me from behind, taking me like an animal, like a fuck toy. Used to have my cunt used, spread open, made to stroke your cock off. Oh, you're getting so close, aren't you? I can feel your balls tightening. You're such a filthy little fucker, thinking of me eating out your wife while you pound my pussy. Makes you want to drain your balls, yeah? I want you to come on my tongue so I can taste your cum. Taste what your wife hasn't had for a long time. Oh God, I want to come. Taste your load. Here, let me stroke your cock off onto my tongue. See, I'm your outlet, your porn star, you're fucking a whore. Use me, put your load on my tongue. I want to taste it before I swallow. I'll stick my tongue out like a good girl and you can feed me. I promise I'll swallow it all. Please. I want to masturbate when you've gone with your cum in my tummy. Please. Feed me. Please. Feed your whore. Oh, your wife is missing out. But I'm here. The stopgap. Fuck me. Not those whores. Save your money and your pride and your consciousness, because this is the treatment. You'll be spurting thick, hot ropes of cum inside your wife in no time. This is just the treatment.